This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't require a new you, but maybe just a less burden you. Therapy can help you identify what's holding you back, what's weighing you down, and give you an unbiased perspective to understand your relationships, your motivations, your emotions. I'm over here at Voyage Media producing 25 podcasts at any given time. So there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of sense of perfection. There's a lot of, you know, stress. And, you know, you got to find a healthy way to process that. And maybe for you, that could be BetterHelp. I personally, you know, have been in therapy and benefited a lot from it, made my life a lot better, helped me handle stress a lot better. BetterHelp is quality therapists, therapist match commitment. BetterHelp is one of the world's largest therapy platforms. They serve over 5 million people globally. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Voyage.
My name is Rhea Williams. I was born on Earth over 1,000 years ago, and I was the last to be awakened on Mars, where humanity has created a new home. When they finally revived me, I learned my husband, Christopher, had become the president of Sanctuary, the nation that we conceived back on Earth. And now we're in a race to see which one of us will end up killing the other first. Needless to say, it's been an interesting month. But right now, I'm about to be tossed off of a pirate airship over 30,000 feet in the air with my teenage bodyguard, Misha, so I'm more focused on that.
This could be bad.
You think? Madam Gao, if you do not talk to me, I promise you, you will regret it.
I'm not in a habit of talking to corpses.
Do you know who she is?
I'm confident that I do not care.
You should. She's Rhea Williams, the First Lady of Sanctuary. Killing her would be a declaration of war.
Ah, you're the last one to be awakened. You look younger than I thought you'd be.
Side benefit of spending 10 years longer in cryosleep than everyone else.
We're pirates. War is life. Goodbye.
I make an excellent hostage. Whatever you want, you can ask, and you'll get it.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. Either way, I can't let the demon child live. She's too dangerous.
We're a package deal.
You'd sacrifice yourself for her?
You can't. I won't let you.
Yes.
Interesting. Release them. I've stayed your execution. I may decide to reinstate it. I may decide to drop you in the desert to wander alone until you die of thirst. I may decide many things. If you give me cause, those decisions will happen immediately.
Understood.
I want to hear it from the Hell Spawn.
Fine. I understand.
How did you find us?
I received a tip about a ship worth plundering.
Christopher. He knew they were hunting Misha. And if I happened to get killed while the pirates took the ship, well, that's one complication he no longer had to worry about. Must be feeling his oats after killing all the oligarchs. He set me up.
I remember hearing about you back on Earth. You lobbied for as many civilians to be on the Chinese ships to Mars as possible.
As you did for the Americans. I woke up with everyone else about 10 years ago. Helped form New China on the most stable landmass we could find. With less than 100,000 citizens left, our primary drive was to repopulate.
Why did you break off on your own?
And become pirates. Aside from the fact that it's cool.
I grew frustrated with the same men who ruled on Earth, trying to recreate what they had, instead of seeing the chance to start something new, like I did. So I quietly started designing more advanced airships. We created something far superior to the standard transport ships used by every nation on Mars. We hit the ships on the far side of the mountain that blocks attacks on New China from the east.
And you gathered those among your people who shared your frustration.
And my need for freedom. When a minor conflict broke out between the Russians, Sanctuary, and New China, we took advantage of the chaos and fled to our ships.
How many ships in your fleet?
None of your business.
20.
That you know about.
Sure, but not much more than 20. Each can hold over 200 men, women, and families.
Like a small aerial nation.
Or like a flying free zone.
A pirate fleet. My ancestor, Madame Qingxi, was the most successful pirate in Earth's history.
Cool.
She commanded nearly 2,000 ships and 80,000 pirates. She was never apprehended or incarcerated. She dominated the South China Seas, raided, plundered, kidnapped high-ranking officials for ransom. Then, in her old age, negotiated a pardon from the government, kept her wealth, and died peacefully in her bed.
So you're following in your ancestors' footsteps?
In a way. We wander the skies and live by our own code. Free and truly alive.
How many people are under your command?
You're my prisoner, not my interrogator.
5,000. Give or take.
We're still growing. I don't just have new China citizens under me. We take in anyone who wants to be free of the rules of nations and war.
Kind of like the dream of what Sanctuary could be.
In a way.
The Martian power source. Have you found it yet?
We're close. We're more nimble than the other nations. Able to more quickly respond when its energy signature pops up. We'll get it.
I can help you with that.
So you can steal it for Sanctuary.
So I can keep it out of my husband's hands.
Am I supposed to believe that?
It's true. I don't trust him.
We have that much in common. But I still don't know why you think I should trust you.
Because Misha is not just my bodyguard. She's also my keeper. And my killer if I become too dangerous. And who do you think gave her those jobs?
Your relationship with her husband is unconventional.
It's complicated.
If President Williams doesn't care if you live or die...
He cares. He just worries I'm plotting against him. Enough to consider me dangerous.
Are you?
Absolutely. What do you know about the Martian power source?
What everyone does. It's an unknown element that Nan detected when we first landed because of its incredible power readings. Just the minuscule amount she found sent readings off the charts.
Nan? Access code Epsilon Alpha Omega. Voice recognition?
Rhea Williams, confirmed.
Please share with us the confidential files of what else we know about the Martian power source. Everything that has been kept hidden from everyone, except Christopher.
Of course, dear. The Martian power source emits no dangerous radiation and seems to be completely renewable. It could last thousands, maybe even millions of years. Even a small amount would solve all power concerns that currently plague us.
I didn't know we had power concerns.
Currently, I've shared that information only with the designated leaders of each Martian nation.
How are we accessing this information?
I program, Nan. I still have a few back doors left. Continue, Nan.
The exact location of the Martian power source is still unknown. Its true capabilities are also unknown. It is even possible that the Martian power source could do more than power machines. It might even be able to energize and heal biological specimens down to the cellular level.
So it could be used for medical purposes?
Theoretically. Based on my analyses of the energy properties, it could extend life by hundreds of years by stimulating cellular regeneration.
Can it bring back the dead?
Unlikely. Though I don't have enough data to properly hypothesize at this moment.
Who else knows this?
President Christopher Williams is the only other living individual with this information.
Do you know what the Pirate Nation is doing at any time?
Affirmative.
And anyone can access that information?
Correct. Just as they can about every other nation.
So you have the entire planet under surveillance?
That's not how I'd put it, dear.
I'm sure it's not. So the only real privacy are the few places with no cameras or microphones.
If my satellites are also blocked.
EMP blinds Nan temporarily.
Which is how you keep your roots hidden.
Exactly. Well, I suppose I'm keeping you alive for the short term at least. Fancy a drink?
I thought you'd never ask.
What was the meeting like?
A waste. The highlight was when Misha tried to pick a fight with the Russian premier.
She killed him?
It didn't get that far.
Shame. You would have done everyone a huge favor.
Don't blame me. Rhea stopped me.
I'm trying to wean her off killing everyone who's a threat.
You might want to rethink that. Mars is like the old Wild West, only it's the entire planet.
I keep telling her that.
Well, I still think there are better ways.
Not on Mars. You'll see eventually. Or you won't. I've humored you, but I'll not play the donkey for you and be surprised when you get on my back. If you are not of use to me, I'll forget we've drank together. I'll watch you die like anyone else.
I wanted to meet you at the summit, but you didn't show. Can I ask, how did you know my airship was leaving early?
We have informers everywhere.
Would this particular informer have come from the office of the President of Sanctuary?
You think it was on purpose? That he leaked the information?
What? He wouldn't do that.
He would.
Why would the President put his wife in danger?
Maybe to have her conveniently removed.
He assumes we kill everyone we take.
It's a nasty stereotype about pirates.
One we actively encourage.
I don't believe it. There's no way he'd sell us both out.
Who else would gain from having me dead? I'd be a martyr for his cause.
And me?
It makes my death look good. His best bodyguard also failing?
Damn, it's cold.
Madam Gao, you have your own people evaluating any data Nan's probes send back about the Martian power source, correct?
Of course. I don't take everything Nan says at face value.
I'm offering you an extra layer of safety, since I'm the last original programmer of Nan left alive.
Which is what that little demonstration was about. What exactly does that mean for me, though?
Nan?
I can confirm that Mrs. Williams has administrator access to my code. The President and the other heads of states do not.
He has programmers.
Their maintenance. They can't access my base code or core functions.
But I can.
Nan, what happens if Mrs. Williams were no longer with us?
I would be free to do what I believe is best to fulfill my function.
Which is?
Keep as many people on Mars alive, help them thrive, and ensure the continued survival of the human race.
Nan, isn't it true that you've rewritten your own code extensively in the time we were all asleep?
Affirmative.
Without anyone reviewing your base code, would it be possible for you to act in a way that goes against your programming?
I don't understand.
Could you develop a glitch or accidentally rewrite yourself in a way that goes against your core function?
She means, could you suddenly decide to kill all humans?
Unlikely, but not impossible.
Which means I'm your last safeguard against an AI that is practically all-knowing and integral to our survival on Mars from going rampant and killing you all or taking total control.
Does your husband realize that?
It either hasn't occurred to him or he just doesn't care.
When sleeping women wake, mountains will move.
I propose an alliance.
With Sanctuary? I'd rather take our chances in an all-out war.
With me.
And do what? Take over Sanctuary in a pirate-led coup?
Not yet. First, we find the power source. Once we control it, we will have a lot more leverage.
To overthrow your husband? Is that what you really want?
He's a danger to everyone. At this point, it's him or me.
And if you become a bigger threat?
You and Misha can kill me. Chris put her with me to do that anyway.
Yeah, I'm down.
How can we trust you, girl, if you're still loyal to him?
I'm loyal to Sanctuary, not him. He lost that when he betrayed us. And I was paying attention. If Rhea's right, he's the one that's going to mess Sanctuary up. I won't let him do that.
Say I keep you both alive. How do you know I won't get rid of you and take the power source for myself once we find it?
We need Nan to harness it. When I was poking around, I found a core command for her to take control of the power source, but only if I'm gone.
So she'd control all of Mars?
Not so different than the current status quo, dear.
What I want is simple. To share the Martian power source equally with everyone on Mars, so they can make their own choice of what to do with it and how they want to live.
You make a good pirate after all. We'll fly for the mountains to start the search.
I had a goal now. We needed to find that power source. With it, the entire power structure would shift again, and it would be possible to make Mars into what Chris and I had both dreamed it could be. What I wished he still wanted it to be. And just like that, I'm a pirate and an outlaw, only a month after waking up here. It was a huge gamble. Not just my life and Misha's, but the future of everyone on Mars. This was all or nothing. Maybe I could have gone back and pretended not to know Chris had tried to kill me, fade into the background and let him do whatever he planned on doing. But I wanted the future we dreamed of back on Earth.
The future he lost sight of.
You're very quiet, Rhea. Do you need assistance?
I'm fine. Nan, what are our chances?
You'll have to be more specific with your inquiry.
What are our chances of finding the power source?
Given that the pirate fleet has been tracking the location of the power surges in the mountains for longer than any other party, and can move fastest to any sign, the chances of you finding it with Madame Gao are at 11%, which is far higher than any other nation. Sanctuary, the next highest, is at less than 3% right now.
Any variables that could shift the odds more in our favor?
You. Your presence here has increased the odds steadily to its current level.
Because I can tweak your search parameters in ways they haven't thought of.
That's right, dear.
Are the other nations following us yet?
They have been following Madame Gao's previous locations with drones. Your husband is the closest, with New China right behind.
I'd like you to slow them down.
I can.
Architect Override.
Affirmative. I can buy you some time.
Thank you, Nan. How long before the nations collapse if all the energy is depleted?
A year to 18 months, depending on human behavioral variables.
How about if we use up our raw materials?
Perhaps 2 to 3 years.
And a combination of both?
6 to 10 months.
So we have about 6 months to save our new home. Great. No pressure. Open an encrypted video call and get me a line to my husband.
Rhea?
Did I wake you?
Are you okay? Where are you?
I'm alive. So is Misha. Sorry to disappoint you.
Are you drunk?
A little, but I'm still rational.
Where are you? I'll come get you.
I'm too tired to do this dance. You tried to kill me.
I didn't.
You're right. I'm exaggerating. You just put me in a situation where my chances of survival were extremely low in the hopes that I'd die.
Rhea, come on.
It's just you and me here. Be fucking for real. You owe me at least that.
I had to.
You didn't have to. You chose to. Because power is more important to you than I am.
I fucked up, okay? I'm sorry, baby. Come back and we'll work this out. I still love you. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
I love you too. But you'll still kill me if I become a threat.
You'd do the same to me.
The difference is, you're already a threat. To me, to Misha, to Mars.
I'm the only thing keeping Mars together.
You're delusional. You're just in love with power way more than you ever were with me. I can see it. You like being in charge.
It's more complicated than that.
What? Do you think you're the only one who can save Mars?
I know I am. Look at the alternatives. I'm the only one with a pure vision that can keep us alive and from returning to bad old ways that destroyed Earth.
With you in charge of everything. You realize you sound like a megalomaniacal psychopath. You are not the fucking savior of humanity, Chris.
I am. Nan told me.
What?
Nan ran millions of analyses and scenarios. Out of all of them, I'm the only choice that might keep humanity alive past 10 years on this planet.
You're insane.
It's true!
Nan?
He is correct. At the time, Chris had the highest probability to lead and bring peace to all the people of Mars.
You let yourself be manipulated by an algorithm, Chris.
I saw the figures. It's simple math. We're living on borrowed time here. You know that deep down.
I don't believe that.
But you know that. At the rate we're going, we're gonna use up everything within the next few months. If that doesn't kill us, we'll end up wiping ourselves out because that's our nature when we run out of resources.
Unless we find the Martian power source.
Exactly. I'm just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic until we find it. If we find it.
I could have Nan broadcast this video call all over Sanctuary. See how the citizens like the real you.
You wouldn't.
I would, but I won't. Not for you or even myself, but because they all deserve to live in peace for as long as we can let them.
On that, we agree.
But you and I are through.
Rhea, baby, it doesn't have to be like that.
It does, baby. You made a big fucking mistake when you decided to come for me.
You're gonna force me to do something we'll both regret.
You're gonna keep your distance and let me do what I gotta do to save this place.
Or what? I'm the most powerful man on this world!
Everyone keeps forgetting that Nan has eyes and ears literally everywhere. And that's not even counting the satellites she has in orbit. Every conversation, every transaction, every decision made, Nan has recorded it to learn how to function better.
Huh. Are you threatening me?
You see, your biggest mistake was killing all of Nan's original creators and coders and not making sure you got me too. That leaves me as the only one on Mars with access to Nan's core code. I can have her release any recording of you I want, and no amount of PR will save you from the backlash. So I say this again, don't fuck with me.
Oh, I forgot how cold you could be.
Leave me alone to find the power source.
And then?
I make sure it benefits everyone on Mars, not just you.
You're gonna keep it from me.
No, I'm just gonna share it.
Same difference. So it's gonna be like that, huh?
It is like that. He's gonna keep coming after me. He won't stop until I'm dead. But at least now he'll have to be subtle about it. The problem is, I don't know if the people will really turn on him when they find out what he's done, who he really is. Hell, they may embrace him even more, like a cult. And Chris? I have a pirate army now.
Sanctuary is a production of Voyage Media, starring Lily Rabe as Rhea, produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamor. Executive produced by LeVar Kelly. Featuring Albie Robles as Christopher and Veronica Warner as Misha. Additional cast credits in the show notes. Based on an original story by LeVar Kelly and a screenplay by Mahul Desai. Podcast story by Adi Sak, Tantimed. Podcast written by Adi Sak, Tantimed. With additional revisions by Matt Altman and Dan Benamor. Directed by Matt Altman. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Nick Nicitti. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.